welcome back to the Friends of Picati podcast. Now, on this episode, we're going to bring you a small interview that Chris made while he was out in Picati recently. Now, it's with one of the teachers, Mr. Moses Chidenga. It's only 4 or 5 minutes long, but I think it's worth putting up on this podcast feed. Now, you might have actually already heard or seen this because he did film this interview and it's been put on the website already. But as I say, we thought we'd take the audio and put it into a little podcast because we like to have all our interviews in one place. Bear in mind it was recorded on a mobile phone in a school environment, so there is a little bit of background noise and the sound quality is slightly different to what we would normally put out for an interview. But I think there's plenty of interesting stuff in here, and as I say, it's only 4 or 5 minutes long, but please enjoy Chris's conversation with Moses Chidenga.
So could you tell me a little bit about yourself? Whereabouts in the area were you brought up? Where did you go to school? What did you think of Picati when you were a student?
You know, those kind of things. Based here in Rewa district 114, mm-hmm. and I did my primary education at Picati Primary, mm-hmm. up to Form 2. Okay. When I met Mr. Walker, mm-hmm. who was teaching me at the time mathematics, I then transferred to Harare High for my O-level. Mm-hmm. Education. After passing my O level, I joined River Brothers. By that time, it was River Brothers as a contract pick. I moved on to Tedgo Management Services. Mm-hmm. That was 1996.
Okay.
I was laid off in 1998.
Okay.
And I then returned home where I did farming and sort of things.
So you came back to your village here?
To my village, yes. Okay. I was doing farming, mm-hmm. and artworks. I was with my brother. I then went back to Harare with my brother James Bai.
Okay.
And we were partners doing art, making batiks.
And this is James Bai, who I also taught.
Exactly.
Same guy.
He's the one who taught me how to do artworks and painting.
Nice.
Yes, from 98 up to 2000. And I stopped that. I then come back again. Started farming. And I was contracted here at Picati Secondary as a school clerk.
Oh,
in 2012, and I worked for at least 2 years. I then applied for a diploma in education with Bindura University.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you there for?
For 3 years.
It
was for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I graduated in 2017, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then started doing buying and selling and sort of including farming up to 2021. I was employed in the government and I was deployed to Wange district,
oh.
where I worked at Simangani Secondary. After working there, I then got transferred to Chimao High School in Mrewa District,
mm-hmm.
Ward 21. I worked there for 2 years and then applied for a transfer here at Picati.
Okay.
Second term of the CA up mm-hmm. till now.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I'm glad to see you, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
You are such a nice guy. You always be in mind with us,
mm.
and you are doing a great job. This is my school and this is my community. I'm very happy and pleased mm. with the work you are doing here.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah. I see that some of your children are in this school as well. I've met two of them today already.
Yes, I've got my fourth born who is doing Form 3 mm. here at Picati.
And somebody in Form 1?
Some are in grade 6 and the other one, two girls in ECD B.
I've got Picati Prime.
Yes, Picati Prime.
Mm.